However, the matter was not yet over. People began talking about what had happened between Prophet Yusuf and the governor's wife. It was clear that the governor's wife was the guilty party. Many people therefore criticized her. Some city woman said, "The governor's wife solicited her slave. He's fired her heart with love. We see that she's the one to blame." The governor's wife was greatly upset by all this talk against her. She therefore began preparing a plan. Her aim was to prove that she was right in her improper suggestion to Prophet Yusuf. Because Prophet Yusuf was an extraordinarily handsome person, and many women were amazed at his beauty. But when she heard of their malicious talk, she sent for them and made a sumptuous meal, and then she gave a knife to each of them. She said to Yusuf, "Go out to them." When they saw him, they were amazed by him and cut their hands. They said, "God preserve us. This is no man. What can this be but a noble angel here?" Despite all his determination, the governor's wife renewed her ugly proposition in front of a large crowd. She said that if he opposed her, she would throw him into a dungeon. She said, "You see, it's him you blamed me for. I tried seducing him, but he refused. If he does not do what I order him, he will be put in prison and brought low." Prophet Yusuf was most determined, however. He immediately sought refuge in God and sincerely begged for his assistance. He, Yusuf, said, "My Lord, the prison is preferable to me than what they call on me to do. Unless you turn their guile away from me, it may well be that I will fall for them and so become a man of ignorance." His Lord replied to him and turned away from him their female guile and deviousness. He is the one who hears, the one who knows. In fact, everyone knew that he was innocent. Yet they still took an unconscionable decision and threw him into a dungeon, where he remained for many years.